Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Monday edition. Come on, get excited with me. I know it's difficult, but you gotta do it. Yeah, Monday. Woohoo. Okay. Yeah, it is the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 22nd of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, what better way to start out your Monday edition with a little bit of hacker news? Yeah. And this hack, believe it or not, affects Linux. In fact, Linux Mint. Yes, Linux Mint. One of the best distros out there, actually, for Linux, has been compromised. That is, if you downloaded it on February 20th. According to the Linux Mint team, they revealed hackers had modified the Linux Mint ISO with a backdoor in it. Whoopsie. And yes, they hacked the website too and able to basically change things out and move things around, and then you wouldn't know, none the wiser. So people, on February 20th, that went to download Linux Mint 17.3 Cinnamon, if you're running that right now, stop running it and unplug your cable. You don't want to be using it. Now, if you did download before the 20th of February, you need not worry. You're okay. Also, coming hot off the press as we just started recording the show for you, if you're active over there at the Linux Mint forums and you got an account, those forums were also compromised too. Linux Mint saying, yeah, it's best you go and change your password, and particularly on other places too if you use the same password, because your email address, your password, and a whole bunch of other stuff was compromised. Yeah, it's not a good Monday for the Linux Mint community at all. Hopefully they get this all worked out and get it back up and running, because as of right now as we do the show, Linux Mint's website, yes, it's still offline. So if you've been doing a little bit of Googling around there, and you notice, ooh, it looks a little cleaner now to search. Well, that's because Google's cleaned things up with your search results by ditching that sidebar ad. Or ads, should I say? Because let's face it, there was a hell of a lot of them, wasn't there? So where did those ads go? Well, the change means that ads now will only be displayed above and below search results. Now, if you're not seeing it yet while you're browsing, don't worry. It's only rolling out slowly and right now just to desktops. But by the end of the week, we all should have a clean browsing search experience. Samsung! Yeah, well, they got some new phones coming out there at the Mobile World Congress, but that's not what we're going to talk about, no. We know what they're doing there at Mobile World Congress. It's phones, there you go. Something Samsung might be boasting about, though, over there at the Mobile World Congress is they've got 5 million active Samsung Pay users now. Yep, Samsung has racked up 5 million users in the first 6 months, handing over $500 million in purchases over that time frame. In fact, according to Samsung, there's been a big adoption rate in the U.S. and in South Korea. Well, I would think so, in South Korea, duh. And these numbers are only expected to go up because, yes, there's a new testing phase coming out in 2016, which will include the expansion of Canada, Australia, Brazil, China, Singapore, Spain, and the UK. They might have a long way to go, though, as far as Apple is concerned. Chinese Apple Pay that just launched, yeah, they're claiming all their local iPhone owners have linked about 38 million cards to the service. Dang, really? Your Facebook Messenger on Android now is going to support multiple accounts, just in case you need multiple accounts. It's no secret that Facebook's actually been testing multiple account support for Messenger for a while now, but now it's officially live just on Android, though. You can add your new accounts in Messenger now via the Accounts section in Settings, and no, you will not need to go to Facebook in order to sign in now. And it's also very easy, too, for Messenger on Android. You can switch back and forth from each account as your heart pleases. So, if you're using Messenger for business, or you've just got something to hide, it's now easier for you. And finally, you know those boards with wheels, you know, we're not going to call them what they're calling them because they're not that. Well, there's been this whole fiasco about, are these things actually safe? Well, according to the U.S. federal government, no, not a single one is. In a Consumer Product Safety Commission's letter to manufacturers, importers, and retailers, it is said that these boards with wheels, in terms of charging and overall product safety, they're not, none of it. Most of these boards with wheels that they tested failed their temperature test right off the bat. And hence, why those things are exploding. Also, from the safety of actually trying to navigate the things while you're on it, also, no, not very safe. Of course, we've seen enough YouTube videos to tell us that. Things have gotten so bad, in fact, that Segway, you know, one of the bigger names out there for the boards with wheels, it's actually told customers to stop using its boards in the meantime till they figure things out. Yikes. So in the meantime, what are you supposed to do if you've already wasted your money on one? Well, pretty much, I guess, use at your own risk. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The website is BritishTechNetwork.com for all the BTN shows. Get on over there and check everything out. Also, if you need BTN all day, every day, and feel nostalgic too, check out BritishTechNetwork.com/live. Yes, that's where you can check out the NQL. Yeah, not quite live. We got video streaming there all the time. Past episodes, new episodes of Mac and Big, and even the news show. Also, follow British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can also follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the BTN community going and jiving and jumping. BritishTech.slack.com. You got to get over there and check it out and get on in on the fun. As for the news show, we'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to have a good old funky Monday. And thank you very much for listening.